This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With just 2 days left in 2019, we're looking back at the decade that was and how the economy has changed. It certainly was a big decade for tech, in issues like data privacy, like Jack was just telling us, but also in tech innovation. I'm joined by Marketplace tech host Molly Wood to hear about what happened and what to keep an eye on for next year. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Kimberly.
So let's start by looking back at the decade. What was the defining trend of the 2010s in tech?
So I'm going to say something that may be a little unexpected and it's going to sound a little bit boring. But if the early 2000s were sort of about the rise of the internet, right? The power of the internet, the 2010s were really about how to use it. And so the actual defining technology of the decade was software.
Mm-hmm.
What that meant was you saw this gradual shift away from things and widgets and devices and toward businesses that were built on a digital product that you could write once and sell millions of times. And that was hugely transformative. It meant that businesses were so much cheaper. And so that led to, you know, software as a service, which is incredibly profitable, platforms. And then this idea of marketplace businesses, no pun intended, that connect users with something that they want. And so on Facebook, that could be the social media part of it that also connects users to apps. Or in the case of Uber, it was an app, a piece of software that connected, you know, drivers to riders. And then that just led to the other defining trend of the 2010s, which was hyperscale business growth, businesses that just went from 0 to 60 faster than you could even imagine.
Right. And of course, it's also the decade where these tech companies that you just described went from kind of like, oh, wow, this is so cool, to, oh, my gosh, you're all secretly evil.
Right. Which, you know, in some ways, when you think about it, was a little bit inevitable, because any organism that grows at that rate and gets that big sort of consumes everything around it. And, you know, the things that we saw these companies consume included our privacy and our jobs and our election security. We saw that algorithms that we thought had so much promise, artificial intelligence, could actually discriminate against us, could bake in our own biases. We saw that the driverless cars that were promised, you know, to save so many lives caused several deaths. And so it was sort of like the inevitable realization that there's a downside to everything. It's just that we didn't really realize that until these companies were so big and so powerful that now we're not sure what to do.
Okay, but can I have like an optimistic take of the 2010s in tech?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think in so many ways, our lives did get better. Like, what we often focus on is that we traded so many things for convenience, that we traded our privacy, we traded our attention. But the conveniences are real. I mean, this technology has brought jobs, mobility, access. And, you know, look, I think there is something to be said for the fact that I can use a smart device to order groceries to be delivered straight to my home so that I can do my homework with my kid. And I think you're right to say it's easy for us to look at only the bad side when this is technology that we're all using and we like it. For the most part.
For the most part. All right, then let's look ahead to the next decade. What are the technologies and business trends that you're keeping an eye out for the first few years of the 2020s?
Well, for one thing, I think that the money situation is going to change in tech, at least in these early years, right? You know, we've seen almost unlimited funding in venture capital. We've seen things like SoftBank with its huge $100 billion venture capital fund that really, I think, distorted the tech industry, created a lot of companies that people might have gotten used to, like WeWork. And I think some of that is going to change. And so you may see that technology development gets a little more efficient and that we may not see so many startups. It might not be such a busy unicorn factory. And if I had to make one crazy prediction, it would be that by 2030, let's say, no one will actually be carrying a phone.
What?
That's over. Yep. We're moving. It's going to be all ambient computing. So computing that's all around us and that's speech activated, mm-hmm. and that we still need this sort of like central hub for control. But that could be a wearable. That could even be glasses. It could even be implants. But I think this thing where we all have text neck because we're looking down at this dumb piece of glass, we're going to move on from that.
The host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood. Thanks so much, Molly.
My pleasure, Kimberly.